Well, in today's gospel, we have a very interesting parable from the Lord. It is Luke chapter 14, beginning at verse 15. And the Lord is having dinner with some individuals, and one of them says, "Blessed is the one who will dine in the kingdom of God." So he's saying, how blessed are those who get to heaven and get to experience the heavenly banquet of all the great delights of heaven. So then the Lord uses this as an opportunity to teach about the kingdom of heaven using a parable of the great feast or the banquet. And the Lord gives some interesting details in this parable. He says there, of course, is a very wealthy man who decided to have a huge banquet, a huge dinner. And in those days, you always had to send out two invitations. One was the announcing of the big party, but then you had to let people know exactly when it would begin. So there is the general invitation, and then there is the specific, more personal invitation to give people the exact date and time. There were really no other ways. They couldn't, you know, email or text people in those days, so it was, you had to send out heralds to give the initial announcement and then send out servants again to let them know now is the time to come. The party is ready. And so the first invitation was sent out and a large number of people were invited. And then the heralds, the servants are sent out again to say, now it's time. Everything is now ready. But the people that were initially invited with the general invitation, who knew about the party and said that they would be there, now that it's time, they all begin to make excuses. And these are all lame excuses. For example, the first one says, I purchased the field and must go now to examine it. In those days, nobody purchased the field without first examining it. You know, you have to take a look at the real estate first. You go out, you walk the property, and then you decide to buy it. And the person says, I must go examine the property I purchased. Let me be excused. The next one says, I purchased 5 yoke of oxen, and I must now go to evaluate them. The same thing, it's a lame excuse. Nobody would buy oxen without first examining the oxen to make sure they were healthy and worthy to purchase. So again, it's another lame excuse and says, consider me excused. Another one says, I just got married and therefore I cannot attend. Again, not a good excuse. And so it says, the servants went back and reported that those who had initially been invited were making excuses and were not going to show up. Again, the Lord's parable is about the Israelites, the members of the Jewish faith, who were the first ones invited to salvation. Jesus came first to save the Jewish people and then to save the Gentiles. So he gave them the invitation, you know, through the prophets and then through John the Baptist. And now Jesus himself is inviting the chosen people to salvation. But they all began to make excuses. They would not follow John and they wouldn't follow Jesus. And they kept making excuses and would not follow what the Lord's invitation was giving them. So it says the master of the house was upset. And he says, I have all this food prepared. I have this big banquet available. What shall I do? I don't want all this to go to waste. Let us now, I want you to go out and invite the poor, the crippled, the blind, and the lame. That would be considered very scandalous in those days because nobody invited the poor, the crippled, the blind, and the lame to their banquets or to their parties. They were considered unclean, that they were considered forsaken. And yet, God loves them and gives them an invitation to salvation as well. And so the servant rounded all of the poor, the crippled, the blind, and the lame. And still, there was more room. And so the master says, well, go out into the highways and the hedgerows, go into the city, to the country, and invite everyone so that my house may be filled. And these second invited are the Gentiles. First, Jesus gives and offers salvation to the chosen people, the Jewish people. And then he offers salvation to the Gentiles, to the pagans, to the Romans, to the Greeks. They too would be offered an invitation to the kingdom of God, to the banquet of the kingdom of God. And that's why Jesus says, the first shall be last and the last shall be first. So again, it's a very interesting parable. And I think what we can take from it is that the Lord, gives us this invitation. Grace is a gift. Grace is a free gift from God, but God will not force us to say yes. God gives everybody enough grace for salvation. The Jews first, then the Gentiles. And if we are smart, we won't make excuses and get bogged down in the things of this world, whether it be oxen or purchasing fields or other things. See, these people were putting their material goods over the gift of salvation. So obviously we have to take care of our families, we have to go to work, we have to earn a living, we have to be good stewards. But if that goes above God, then it's the wrong priority. God always has to come first, and then other things as well. A good example is CCD. Should always take priority over soccer and sports and other activities. Those other activities are good, just as buying property and examining oxen and getting married. Those are all good things. But first has to come the kingdom of God. God always has to come first, and then everything else in proper order.